We continue our learning. We are in Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. We've discussed until this point, we had the Shavuos HaEdus, the Shavuos are people, someone takes an oath that they don't know testimony, then they confess to it, and what the halacha is there. We spoke about the Shavuos HaPikadon, where a person takes a Shavuos that he doesn't owe someone money. We spoke about the Shavuos Bitui, Laharalo Heitiv, taking a Shavuos. So the Korban Olaviyore, you bring in the case of the Shavuos Shavuos HaEdus or the Shavuos Bitui. You bring the Asham Gezelos in the case of the Shavuos HaPikado. Now we're going to discuss the Shavuos HaDayanim, because the previous Shavuos is where a person takes a Shavuos on his own. Here's where Beis Din obligates a person to take a Shavuos. This is what we call Shavuos HaDayanim. Now, category one is a Shavuos De'oraisa. Shavuos De'oraisa come in three forms. You could have the Shavuos of the Modeh B'Mikzas HaTayna. Person who's Modeh B'Mikzas is where he admits to part of the claim. So let's say Reuven claims from Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon responds, says, no, I only owe you $75. The other $25 I don't owe you. So he has to take a Modeh B'Mikzas Shavuos. He has to take a Shavuos that he doesn't owe the rest of it. Person who's kofer bakol, person who denies the entire claim, does not have to take a shvuah d'oraisa. A shvuah d'rabbanan, yes, manana shvuah d'oraisa. Only to the modem mixas, where he admits to partial claim, does he have to take a shvuah on the rest of it, because we're afraid that he's lying, maybe he's just trying to buy time and really owes the entire thing. There's the shvuah sashomim, which is the shvuah d'oraisa as well. And that's where a shomer has to take a shvuah that shomer chinam, who's only chayiv for pshia, for negligence, and he takes a shvuah. He says, I take a shvuah that it was stolen, it was lost, I'm not chayiv to pay. Or a shomer sachar, who's pater in ones, says, I take a shvuah and an ones happened. The animal just dropped dead, and there's nothing I could do about it. So to exempt themselves, they take the shvuah hashomer, and then they don't have to pay. And then we have also the shvuah eid echa. This is where we were mechayev the one, the litigant who is being claimed, who the claim is being taken up. That we have Reuven. Let's say Reuven comes to Shimon and says, "You owe me $100." So here, if there were two eidim that Reuven had that said that in fact that money was owed and a star, whatever it is, so then Shimon would have to pay back the $100. If let's say Reuven only has one eid, and Shimon denies having to pay the money, so that one aid cannot make Shimon pay, but it can make him take a shvuah. That's also shvuah d'oraisa. Shvuah modim mixas, shvuah hashomim, and the shvuah eid echa. Then category number two are shvuahs midirabbanan, the chachamim instituted at the time of the Mishnah. That's called a shvuah hamishnah. We'll discuss that in the next parak. And then category number three is what we call shvuah heses. This, you see, the chachamim in the Gemara instituted to shvuah, and this they take the example of the kofar hakol. We said the one who denies the entire claim does not have to take shvuah d'oraisa, but that in fact he's telling the truth because he's potter from doing so. We generally assume that he's not lying, but the chachamim nonetheless gave him what we call shvuas heses. Hesisuhu, they elicited him. They tried to persuade him to give a shvuah so that this would appease the tovea, the one who's making the claim, because he's very uneasy. The Reuven is very uneasy that Shimon denies the entire claim. So we make Shimon make the shvuas heses, which is also a type of shvuah midirabbanan. How do you do a shvuas hatorah? Is there a difference between them? So shvuas hatorah, shvuah d'oraisa, and the shvuas hamishnah, which is category number two. You're requiring what we call a nikitas chayfetz. You have to hold on to an item, onto an object. When the person who's taking the shua puts his hand on a sefer Torah, or he holds still in his hand at the time of the shua. Shua's heses, category number three, don't need to hold anything. And that's the introduction to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: Shua's hadayonim. The shua that the dayanim amechayev a person, the nitva, when he is modem and mixas, he admits to partial claim. So the Mishnah says, hataina shtei kesef. The claim that Reuven is making of Shimon has to be a minimum of two ma'os of kesef. There are six mos equal a dinar, so two mos is a third of a dinar. Dinar is a zuz. So this has to be a minimum of a third of a zuz of two mos kesef. The Yushalmi explains why. Why do you need this minimum, Matt? Why can't the claim be for a pruta? So because the pasuk says, ki tein ish el re'ehu kesef o kelim. and you don't find, so the Torah says kesef, which is a silver coin, and you look in the Chumash, you don't find a madbea kesef mentioned in the Chumash that is less than a ma kesef, which is known as geira. You may remember the word geira. You look at the Targum of Esrim geira, it says esrin ma'in. So a geira is the minimum currency that we have in the Chumash, and therefore a ma'a is the minimum currency, and therefore for a taina to be considered a taina, in a case of kitain, where a person gave his friend kesef, we have to assume it's a minimum of a ma, but what it says, tumos kesef. So why tumos kesef? Because it says kesef o kalim. So that we learn from there that just like kalim is two, because the minimum of kalim obviously is two, because it's plural, so too when it says kesef, it has to be kesef ksafim in plural, and therefore you need two. A minimum of two mos kesef has to be the claim. Less than that, the shvuas hadayim does not apply. Let's say, for example, if Reuven claims from Shimon, you owe me a nickel. And Shimon says, no, I only owe you 2 pennies, 2 cents. So then he doesn't have to take a shvuah on the other 3 cents, because that entire claim is less than two mos of kesef. V'ha hoda'ah b'shaveh pruta. But the admission has to be a minimum of a shaveh pruta. Pruta is 132 of a ma'ah, the 192 prutos in a dinar. So so that means that although the taina needs to be a minimum of two kesef, the admission can be has to be at least a pruta, but it doesn't have to be more than that. You have to admit too. So if a Reuven claims from Shimon, you owe me 2 mos of silver. And Shimon says, not true. I only owe you a penny. I only owe you 2 pennies. So that is considered hodah, and he has to take a shvua of modim b'miksas. There is a machlokes, how to understand when the Mishnah says, hatayna shtei kesef. Does that include a pruta as well or not? Rav says, firas hatayna shtei kesef. That means that the nitba, the one who's modim b'miksas, he has to deny at least 2 mos of kesef, and the partial claim that he makes can't be less than a pruta, which means according to Rav, the tviya, the whole claim has to be a minimum of 2 mos of kesef and a pruta. That's what it means. Firas hataina stay kesef. Means that the denial has to be 2 kesef. So that means if he's denying 2 kesef and admitting to a pruta, that means the entire claim had to be for 2 kesef, 2 mos, and a pruta. Shmuel says no. Taina, not taina, kfiras hataina shtei kesef. He has to deny a minimum of 2 kesef, which would mean that if you put the denial together with the admission, it's 2 kesef, 2 mos, plus a pruta. No, Shmuel says, taina atzma shtei kesef. No, the entire taina is 2 kesef, which means from the taina, from the claim of 2 mos of kesef, Shimon admits to at least a pruto. So the whole package is a taina of only 2 kesef, 2 mos kesef, where the admission, the modem miksas, has to be a minimum of that 2 kesef, has to be a pruta. V'im, the Mishnah continues, v'im ein ha'udah mimin ha'taina, also a potter. If the hodah, the admission of the nitba of Shimon, is not of the same species, literally, of that which is being claimed by Reuven, then he's potter from a shvua. And the Mishnah explains, ketzad, person, Reuven tells Shimon, shtei kesef li biyadcha, you're chayev to me 2 mos of kesef. And he responds, Shimon says, ein lach biyadi ela pruta, I'm a lechayev a pruta, then potter. He's going to be potter. Now, why is he going to be potter? According to Rav, that's obvious, because he denied less than 2 mos of kesef. Remember, the entire claim, according to Rav, has to be 2 mos of kesef plus a pruta. But here, the entire claim was only 2 mos of kesef. And of that, he admitted to a pruta. So according to Rav, it's obvious he's pater from a shvua. This is not a modim b'miksas. According to Shmuel, the reason why he's pater from a shvua, after all, sounds like very good. Reuven made a claim of 2 mos of kesef, and he responds, I only owe you a pruta. He says, I'll tell you why. Because according to Shmuel, The Hodah, the admission, is not of the same species as the claim. Who, what was Reuven claiming? He was claiming silver. He said, Shtei kesef li biyadcha. What did Shmuel admit? What did Shimon admit? Ein lach biyadei pruta. I admit to own you a pruta as a copper coin. So therefore, that would not be considered modem and mixas. But the Mishnah says, let's say if Reuven said to Shimon, Shtei kesef upruta yesh li biyadcha, oh, I'm claiming from you, owe me two kesef, two mos kesef, plus and a pruta, and he responds, Shimon responds, ein lach biyadi el pruta, I only owe you a pruta, so then chayev. So according to Rav, obviously you chayev, why? Because now it's two kesef and a pruta. And that's why, that's the minimum amount to make of a claim. And he admits to a pruta. According to Shmuel, why the Mishnah need to tell me this? Shtei kesef upruta, ein lach biyadei pruta. I'll tell you why. Since the claim was two kesef, you owe me two kesef and a pruta. So Reuven's claim from Shimon, you owe me two silver coins and a copper coin and a pruta. And what did Shimon respond? I only owe you a pruta. So because he admits what he is admitting is a copper coin, and part of the claim was a copper coin, so that is a sufficient hodah. The tan of this Mishnah holds tan ochitim usaorim. If let's say, for example, Reuven would claim wheat and barley from Shimon, v'hodah labechamehem, and Shimon responds and admits, I owe you barley but not wheat, then he would be chayv amodim mixas, because at least one of the species that he admits to was a species that was claimed from him. But of course, if let's say Reuven claimed you owe me wheat and he responds, I owe you barley, even though let's say the wheat's $100 and the barley is $75, that's not considered a modem and mixas, and Shimon would not have to take a shvua on the other $25. What about the following? Reuven says to Shimon, Mana li biyadcha, the Mishnah continues, and you owe me 100 zuz. Mana is 100 zuz, 100 dinar. And what does Shimon respond? Ein lach biyadi klum. Ein lach biyadi. I don't know. You know, I don't have any of that 100. I don't owe you anything. Pater. The halach is he's pater. Why is he pater? Because he's kofar bakol. He denies everything. Kofar bakol is pater from a shrua midoraisa. But if you remember from the introduction, we make him give a shruas heses. We persuade him to give this shrua. He's obligated to give that shrua that the chachamim have persuaded him to do in order to appease the malveh, the one who who's making the claim. Let's say he says to him, Reuven said to Shimon, Mani lebiyadcha, you owe me 100 zuz. And Shimon responds, Ein lach biyadi ela chamishim dinar. No, I only owe you 50. Chayv. So that's the classic case of modim and mixas. Where do we learn modim is chayv a shvua? Where do we learn that from? So it's also pashim shpratim. Im lo yimatzei hagana v'nekrav balis balis el elukim. Al kol devar pesha, al shor al chamor al seh al samal kol eda. Asher yomar ki huzeh. That's the key phrase. Asher yomar ki huzeh. What's ki huzeh? Ki huzeh is where the one who's, they have Reuven claiming from Shimon. And Shimon says, Asher Yomar, Ki Huzeh, no, this is what I owe you. I owe you this, not what you're claiming. I owe you this, and not anymore. And what does the Pasuk say? V'nikrav Balabais Elohim. That Balabais, that Shimon, that Nitva has to go to the Beis Din to take a Shvuah. So you see, when there's Ki Huzeh, when he admits to part, this is what I owe you, but not the rest of it. Then V'nikrav Balabais Elohim, he has to go to take a Shvuah. Someone says to his friend, Mana La Abba Biyadcha. He says, what does it mean? Mana la'aba, $100 of my father you have in your hand. So the Gemara says that this is not a tainas vada. This is not where he's making a claim of certainty, but it's ta'ana suffix, where Reuven says to Shimon, you know, I think that you're chayav to my father 100 zuz. And since since his father died, and I am the Yoresh, so you, Shimon, since I know you owed $100, I don't know, I think that you owe my father $100. My father's not here anymore, so now you need to pay me that debt. What does Shimon respond? Ein lo biyadi ela chamishim dinar. I only owe you, right, I borrowed money from your father, but I only owe him 50. So in this case, Potter. Why is he Potter? He's a modem and mixas. Because Shimon is like he's returning a lost object. How's he learning Torah's lost object? So the Mishnah Gittin Parakei Mishnah Gimel says, Hamotzi Mitzia, person who finds an object and returns it, and the owner says, hey, hold on one second, that's not the whole Aveda. You know, that's my dog, but you know, there was a leash and my dog was wearing a sweater. It's very nice of you to return my object, but it's not all here. So the halacha is lo yishavah. The Mishnah says that the one who's returning the object does not have to swear that in fact he's returned everything. We don't make him take a shvuah. He can hold him because for the welfare, the benefit of the world, if we're going to be mechayev a meshev aveda, someone who's doing a nice mitzvah to return a lost object, and mechayev a meshuah, where the one who says, hey, that's not the whole thing, so then he'll never want to do hashras aveda. So the same thing is over here as well. The toveya ruvein, it doesn't say vadai to Shimon, you owe my father money. He says, I think my father said something about you owing him money 100 zuz. And since it's not a tanas vadai, it's only a tanas suffik, and you know what Shimon could have said? He could have been brazen and said, you know, I deny the entire thing. The fact that he was willing to admit that he owes 50, he's like a mesh of aveda, and therefore he's pater from a shvua. Perek vav, mishnah beis. Person says to his friend, Reuven says to Shimon, man eli biyadcha, you owe me 100 zuz, amalo. So Shimon responds, bifnei edim, and he says in front of edim hein, yes, it's true, I owe you 100 zuz. And he said in front of two witnesses, Lamachar Malo. Okay, so the next day, Reuven comes back to him and says, Tenayli, okay, it's time for you to pay up. Pay me the 100 zuz that you chayev to me that you admitted yesterday in front of Edim. Nisativ lach. So what did Shimon say? What do you mean? I paid you yesterday afternoon already. I paid it back. Halach is pater. Shimon is pater from taking the shvua to an oath that in fact he paid the money. Why does he not have to take a shvuah min haTorah? Because he's a kofar bakol. The Reuven claims 100 zuz, and he claims I paid it back, so he min haTorah, he doesn't have to take a shvuah. But midrabanan, we give him the shvuas heses to appease Reuven, as we explained in the past. Let's say though, the next day Shimon said to Reuven, ein lach biyadi, meaning I was never chayiv to you. So instead of saying, I paid you back, he says, oh, what do you mean? I never borrowed any money from you at all. Then chayav. Then he has to pay. Why does he have to pay? Because yesterday he admitted to it. He admitted in front of two edim that he owes the money. And maybe he's telling the truth. I don't know. We'll let him take an oath. The answer is no. It's what we call huchzak kafron. Already has the chazak and then he's a liar. I wouldn't believe his shrua anyway. Now, if though he denied this outside of Beis Din, so then we don't assume that he's what we call huchzak kafron. Then we don't consider him a liar. Outside of Beis Din doesn't give the person that status. Gemara says that when he was modeh in front of two edim, that's what the case was. Reuven to Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon, in front of two Edim, admits that he owes the money. If at that time Reuven said to the Edim, Atem Edai, then this is effective. It has to be where Reuven appoints him as Edim, because if not, then if Reuven didn't say Atem Edai, if it didn't say Matem Edai, so then the Nitbar potentially could say I was just joking around that I owe you the money. Then the Mishnah says, money will be yodcha. Reuven says to Shimon, I owe me $100. Amar lo, so what did Shimon say? Hey, yes, I owe you that 100 zuz. Al titinehu li ela be'edim. And then what did the Toveya say? Meaning the Toveya, Reuven, said this in front of the Edim. He says, you know, this has to be paid back. I want the chov, the debt, to be paid back in front of Edim. The next day, Reuven came to Shimon and said, Tineyelu, give me the chov, the debt that you owe me. And Shimon responds, I gave it back to you already. Then Chayov. In this case, he's Chayov to pay. Why? The Reish didn't have to pay when he said, I paid it back already. The answer is because B'nei Shetz Harchlet no lo Edim, because part of the Tanai, the stipulation was that he has to pay back with Edim. And since he did not pay back with Edim, we don't have Edim who could testify to that effect, so then Shimon has to pay.